Hello, everybody. This is Cheryl Nocera. I'm going to do another podcast. The other day, I was talking about how I don't have enough time to do hobbies and, you know, pretty much pick up my guitar, my writing. It's hard sometimes when you work so many hours. And, of course, I'm not the only one that's going through this. There are a lot of other people out there. But most importantly, I don't even have time to do projects I used to work on for the environment. Which is another reason why I started this podcast, so that it's another method of me getting out how important it is to take care of everything that we use, what we need. You know, people don't realize just how scarce the environment is right now, how fragile it is. When you look at all the plastic bottles that are floating around, of course, there are engineers and that come up with these ideas to, you know, find another way to use the plastic that they find, which is amazing. But it doesn't mean that we can take care of all of it. I always found it funny that we can recycle a Coke bottle or a Pepsi bottle. We can't recycle Gatorade. We can't recycle water bottles. And I always wondered why. I think the real reason is because a majority of people out there do use water bottles. And not many, I mean, there are people that drink tonic, but probably more drink water. And it would make more sense to be able to recycle a Dasani bottle, which is Coca-Cola, or I believe it's Aquafina, that is a Pepsi bottle, right? So these are things that always amaze me. Being in the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary, I have learned so much in science, which is why I became a part of them. I've always taught children and adults about how to take care of the earth. Now, we're just like letting it go. There are so many people out there that fight for the environment, do their best, go to court and get shut down. Yet, if there was a war that was evolving, I can guarantee you we'd be there front and center. It's pretty sad when you think about it. Anyway, I just want to let you know that we should all respect the earth. We should all respect each other. And we should keep this in mind every single day. When you're driving in your car and you're busy, on your way to work, on your way to take your kids somewhere, or maybe just on the way to your friend's house, wherever it is you are, take a look at the sky. Look how beautiful it is. Let's protect that. Let's look at the trees. Let's protect them. Let's look at the oceans. Let's look at all our different waterways. Let's protect them. And what about the animals that need all of these above? Let's protect all of them. Okay? Anyway, this is Cheryl Nocera signing off, and I hope everybody has a great day. Thank you.